It's getting worse as inflation screams higher. And in today's show, you'll learn just how bad American households are getting squeezed. I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as this inflation story continues to get worse and American households, their budgets are getting squeezed even more. And this is not the kind of inflation we want. It's the bad kind of inflation, the one that leaves consumers behind. And when that happens, we see a recession as consumers reject higher prices. Let's see just how bad this is going to get because we're headed in the wrong direction. This headline from the Wall Street Journal is the U.S. inflation is 7% in December, the fastest pace since 1982. Consumer price rise exceeded 6% year over year for the third straight month. And here you can see in this chart, going back to 1982, we're at the same level. Of course, back then, inflation was coming down. And today, it's headed up, leading many people to believe that this is just beginning of where this is headed. And this so-called core price index, which excludes the often volatile categories of food and energy, climbed 5.5% in December from a year earlier. That was a bigger increase than November's 4.9% rise and the highest rate since 1981. On a monthly basis, the CPI increased from a seasonally adjusted 0.5% in December from the preceding month, decelerating from October and November. There's, quote, still a tremendous momentum when it comes to inflation right now. While inflation is likely to peak in the next few months, the overall pace is going to remain a challenge for consumers and businesses and policy, said Sarah House, the director and senior economist at Wells Fargo. And I disagree with you, Sarah, because I think we're about to see inflation peak. In fact, we may actually be seeing a peak right now because when you understand that inflation starts at the commodity level, then gets to the factory level, and then gets to the consumer level, well, all we have to do is look at the factory data. And what do you see? That the ISM manufacturing prices paid, what manufacturers are paying for prices, you see in green is coming down, and that leads inflation by about 3 months. And that tells us if we're not at the peak, well, we're really darn close. So the last time consumer prices clocked in at such an annual increase was June 1982, but the circumstances were very different from today. While inflation right now is rising, back then it was falling after peaking 14.8%, if you can only imagine, in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was still president and the Iranian Revolution had pushed up oil prices. By then, newly installed Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker had set out to crush inflation by raising interest rates dramatically, causing a brief recession in 1980. In fact, that is the issue, is we'll see the Fed cause a recession. Talked about in the show yesterday, and we've been talking about this for the last several weeks, that a recession is coming. The only question is, how bad will it be? And here we can see by the end of, as rates reached 19% in 1981, a much deeper recession began. And by the summer of 1982, both inflation and interest rates were falling sharply. The only difference this time is we're not going to see those high interest rates we saw before. That's a thing of the past. Let's continue on because the Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, in a congressional testimony Tuesday that we covered, said he was optimistic supply chain issues would ease this year and help bring inflation down. Still, ringing the transitory bell. However, he noted that a smaller U.S. labor force can be an issue going forward for inflation, probably more so than those empty supply chain issues, Mr. Powell said. Wage increases are contributing increasingly, if you can believe this, to high inflation. I know they're saying that your wage increases are causing high inflation because they support higher spending, but also because they raise costs for businesses. I know this is just hard to believe that this stuff actually makes into print. But in December, some 49% of small businesses said they plan to raise prices in the next 3 months on net, according to the National Federation of Independent Business Trade Association. And here you can see those average hourly earnings that, of course, they're citing as a problem for inflation. Well, when you adjust them for inflation, which I did here, and what you get is real average hourly earnings, well, they're deeply negative. In fact, the last time they were this negative, we had something called the Great Financial Crisis. And then the next time they went negative, we almost had a double dip recession. And you could see it kind of lingered along there. And then the next time we almost had a recession, well, that was coming out of the back of 2016 when real average hourly earnings were falling. Well, now they're negative, suggesting that no, we don't have a wage problem causing the issue. What we have is a true inflation problem for consumers. And when this happens, well, they start to cut spending. And that is an issue. But one thing it shouldn't be an issue is for your portfolio. If you're worried about how a recession will impact your portfolio, well, don't. check out Portfolio Shield. All right, let's continue on because now we're back to the Wall Street Journal, who headlines where inflation rose in 2021 in seven charts. Well, we're not going to look at all seven charts. In fact, we're not going to look at any of the charts, but I want you to know where inflation is coming from. It's coming from used car prices that are up 45.2% as of June 2021, the most since records begin in 1953. Perhaps good to, if you're selling a car. How about surging gasoline prices? I think everybody knows that as pump prices bounced back last year in a big way. And it was imagined a 58.1 increase in November from a year earlier was the sharpest since 1980. Of course, economists expect some of these gains to reverse, taking pressure off overall inflation, which I agree. And today's crude oil inventory data from the Department of Energy, well, suggests that consumers are indeed rejecting higher prices. Look at gasoline inventories now for the second week. Last week, they were up 10.128 million barrels. This week, up 7.961. What is that telling you as a kind of armchair economist? Is telling you that consumers are indeed rejecting higher prices because they don't have the money. Their inflation-adjusted earnings, well, they're negative. So they've got to cut somewhere. Well, and you're seeing it already right here in the data. In fact, distillate inventories up 4.4 million barrels last week, up 2.53. Again, more evidence of rejection. In fact, rents, which are expected to go higher, gains slowed early in the first year of the pandemic as people stayed put and moved, but with the family or bought a home of their own. And now rental costs are rebounding in 2021 with rents up 3.3% in December and expected to go higher as owner equivalent rents from the later apartments estimate of what homeowners would have to pay each month if they were renting their own home climbed to 3.8%. Again, expected both to accelerate in 2022, creating new inflationary pressures. Of course, this story just leads right into the Fed, and they're about to have their go dark before their meeting at the end of the month as U.S. inflation hits a 39-year high of 7%, headlines Bloomberg, set stage for the Fed rate hike. And here you can see, quote, in terms of where the Fed is on their dual mandate, inflation and the labor market, they're basically there, says Michael Gappin, the chief U.S. economist at Barclays. Well, hey, Michael, I hope you watched my show yesterday because we talked about this yesterday. In fact, if you missed it, be sure to check it out. And you can see, quote, I don't really think anything stops them from going in March except for one of those kind of outlier events. He said, I think they're ready. Well, Michael, I think they might be too. The persistently high inflation is also likely to maintain a high hurdle for President Joe Biden and the Democrats to revive their roughly $2 trillion tax and spending package. After key lawmaker West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin objected to the legislation in part because of a surge in prices. And again, this isn't just a story of the consumer being squeezed and the Fed hiking. It's a political issue as well. In fact, none of that's getting worse. Let's tackle these one at a time as we head over to the Wall Street Journal, where Fed's master says economy is now on track for a March rate hike, and high inflation makes it very compelling for the central bank to raise rates, Cleveland Fed leader says. With inflation high right now, quote, the case is very compelling for the Fed to move forward in raising a short-term target rate, Ms. Master said in a virtual appearance Wednesday at the Wall Street Journal's CFO Network Summit. Quote, we need to take action to make sure that inflation goes down and the public's expected path of inflation remains consistent with the Fed's 2% target. Try not to laugh here. Ms. Mester said, quote, if things look like they do today in March, I would support raising, lifting off from zero. At that point, she said, the official reiterated she believes the Fed will raise rates three times in 2022. I'm not sure they'll get there. Ms. Mester, I think you'll get to crash the economy before then. In its appearance, Ms. Mester didn't say when she would like to see the Fed start shrinking the size of its balance sheet as part of its withdrawal support. She said she would like the Fed to reduce the size of its now $8.8 trillion holdings, quote, as fast as feasible, so long as it doesn't disrupt financial markets. Well, don't worry, Ms. Mester. It will. She wasn't ready to say what path she wants the Fed to take on the balance sheet, but would like all options to be explored on the way towards smaller holdings. So you can see the Fed is concerned about this, and they're concerned about the economy's ability to handle U.S. debt. Well, Ms. Master, did you see the 10-year Treasury note auction today? Because foreign or indirect bidders took 65.5% of the 10-year auction, saying there is a strong demand. In fact, inventories at dealers on 10 years were negative last week. Biden cites progress on inflation despite 7% climb in 2021. President points to slower gains in energy, food prices, and Biden says increases are still too high. There's more work to be done. Well, Mr. President, I agree, but unfortunately for presidents, they have little ability to control inflation. But let's see what he had to say. Quote, at the same time, this report underscores that we still have more work to do with price increases still too high and squeezing family budgets, Biden said. And he is absolutely right that it is squeezing family budgets and it is a huge problem. Unfortunately, Mr. President, I've got some good news and some bad news for you. While you're going to get inflation down, the Fed will see to that. The economy is already slowing. The bad news is you're going to have a pretty nasty recession. And with that, I want to thank all of you for being fans. I appreciate all of you. Thanks for watching the show. Thanks for supporting. We'll see you soon. I'm Steve Van Meter. Bye now. The content of this video is provided as educational information. It's not intended to provide investment or other advice. It's not to be construed as recognition or solicitation by a security financial instrument or to participate in a particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter. Personal capacity opinions expressed in this video that do not reflect the view of Atlas Financial Advisors, Inc. or Stephen Van Meter Financial.